Yeah, it was perfect. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again today.
Absolute pleasure. So before we get to 197, obviously that you saw in person over the weekend, Conor McGregor, it came out again overnight. He's now saying on Twitter that he is back on UFC 200. He's been thanking Dana White. He's been thanking the CEO of UFC. There's no confirmation from the UFC officially yet. I've not even seen Ariel Helwani talking about it either. What the heck is going on? Is he back on the card? Is his word gospel, as they would say? What is happening with Conor at the minute? Why this U-turn?
Well, according to Conor, he's back on, but according to no one else, he isn't. So there's been, as you just said, there's been no official confirmation. I know a few people have actually talked to guys at the UFC, and there's been no changes that they're allowed to talk about. So, I believe personally, probably this is Conor's latest twist in the tail to try and get the ball back in his court, I think. I wouldn't take this as a given that he's back on the card yet.
I was going to say, when you look at the profile of McGregor and this ever-changing situation, just in your opinion, do you think he is going to end up on UFC 200?
Oh, I think he will do, eventually. Do you know, I think after this, if this latest twist in the tail is something that he's gone on to do himself and without discussions by the UFC, I think that actually dents it quite a bit. I think that would even make the UFC even more stubborn. It's a very odd situation, this, because, I said last week that I still believe it's going to happen. I still believe it will be the main event. But the way it's going now, I'm not so sure anymore. Obviously, last night's a bit of a questionable one. One thing I will say is that the UFC never announced anything at midnight on a Sunday night. It's nonsensical.
It is so weird, isn't it? And the fact that there's been no other comment from anybody, even Conor's camp, that's come out the back of this, it's just so, so bizarre. I mean, I agree with you. I think he is going to be back on the card. Where it's going to be, I don't know. But it's strange that nobody's saying anything because quite a few hours have gone by now.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, we've got to bear in mind it's Vegas time.
Yeah,
that the other guy that the UFC would be operating on, that's where they're headquartered. So, goodness, it will be what 4-5 in the morning at the moment. So, let's give it a few hours. But normally, you know, this is if it does happen, this is a huge announcement, and it's not something that they would let Conor just tweet about at midnight on a Sunday evening. It would be something that you have Dana White going on the likes of ESPN or Fox Sports to kind of break the news to a mass audience. So, I think the people that are saying he's definitely back on and reporting it on that in that sort of light have jumped the gun a bit.
And I was going to say, when you look at Conor McGregor over the last week, he's been showing that rebellious streak, hasn't he? Not sticking to the authority. And this is yet another example, potentially, of that happening.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think there's been a lot of talk about who's bigger? Is the UFC bigger? Is Conor now bigger than the UFC? And I think this is kind of playing out in front of our eyes now. I think Dana White was asked a question yesterday, actually, just after UFC 197, about, you know, I think someone just remarked, oh, it's been a crazy week. And he said, well, it's been a crazy week, but this is a usual week for us. The only difference is that it's kind of played out in the public eye. So who knows how often this sort of thing goes on behind closed doors, but it's Conor McGregor changing the game, I guess, and putting it, you know, airing his dirty laundry, as we'd say.
Be very interesting to see how this turns out, and we'll see what happens over the next 24 hours with UFC. But obviously, 197 over the weekend, you were there in person, and we've got a new interim light heavyweight champion, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have. I don't think that was by any means an upset. I think it was expected that John Jones would come back and win that interim title. It was a slightly more laboured victory, I guess, than a lot of us expected. It did go the full five rounds, and he did win every single card on all three judges' scorecards, so he won 50-45. He was a bit rusty coming back after about 15 months out, and there were just some opportunities where he probably could have finished the fight a few times, but he kind of played it safe. And I think afterwards he was just saying that, look, I just wanted to come back, get some ring time, and obviously make sure that he definitely wins so he sets up that big fight with Daniel Cormier.
And giving the belt away, says he doesn't want it.
Yeah, I think speaking kind of afterwards in the post-fight press conference, he kind of warmed to it a little bit more. I don't think he's quite going to chuck it away yet. I think it was kind of just the natural reaction. He's so adamant that he needs to beat Daniel Cormier to get kind of, you know, just to solidify that he's back on top of the mountain. But you know, I think that was a bit of a knee-jerk reaction in the octagon straight after winning.
And I think the knockout of the night had to go to Demetrius Johnson, didn't it? That was absolutely incredible. Mighty Mouse with a cracking knockout of Cejudo there.
Yes, yeah, that was a fantastic performance by Demetrius Johnson. I think he's now really pushing his claim for actually being the number one pound-for-pound best in the world with John Jones. But I guess we'll see how that plays out in a few months. It was a great TKO victory by him for sure. But there was actually another one. There was another fight that opened up the card. It was a young Mexican called Yair Rodriguez. He scored I don't know if you guys remember the Paulo Di Canio goal.
Yeah.
He landed a kick on someone extremely like that. It was pretty spectacular.
Wow.
That was right at the start of the card. Yeah, it was. To be honest, I actually had my head down cage side. I was writing away. I just heard the noise, and yeah, it was a quite spectacular thing. Obviously, everyone's absolutely fine. So I think there were no actually long-lasting injuries from that card on Saturday night, which is always good news. But it was very entertaining.
Absolutely. It's always good when there's no injuries coming out of the back of it, isn't there? And moving on to the next one. Obviously, everyone's eyes are on 200, aren't they, at the moment? But there's still a couple of cards to go before that, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there's plenty, actually. So not this weekend, but the weekend after next, I'll be in Rotterdam, so heading over there for one of the European shows. That'll be headlined by a guy called Andre Arlovsky and Alistair Overeem. That should be pretty entertaining. There's a few Irish guys on that card as well. And then we have UFC 198 in Brazil, then UFC 199 in California, and then the big one. And then in between there are a few other smaller cards, but then it's on to the big one in July, UFC 200.
When you're over there and you're talking to a lot of the other members of the press, and you're talking to the UFC guys, is there a kind of feeling that UFC 200 is taking over a little bit and some of these other cards are getting sort of hidden away, even though they are going to be heavily focused on, people are just interested in 200?
I don't know. Obviously, it's quite a bubble at the moment. I guess the mass audiences are really looking towards that. And the wider market is looking towards that big UFC 200 card, but of course, there's a relatively big, like, in a bubble of hardcore, you know, UFC fans that are just, they love absolutely everything. So, you know, there is a lot of excitement for some of these smaller cards, but if we're talking about the mass media market, say, like, some of the newspapers that I write for, everyone's looking at UFC 200. And I guess that was even the case this week. I mean, I was writing streams about Conor McGregor all week, and obviously there was a big fight card at the weekend, so that's not totally inaccurate to say no.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens over these next few ones as we build up towards 200 as well, and I'm sure over the next 24 hours we're going to find out more about what Conor is actually up to and if he is back on that card or not. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. Go and get some extra sleep, mate. I think you deserve it.
Yeah, thanks guys, and I'll speak to you soon. Fingers crossed you don't have any more changes there. I could do that, but
I'll tell you what, if he does, I'm going to have some serious words with him. Cheers, mate. I'll speak to you soon.
See you soon, guys. Bye.